Hello and welcome back to the Called to Both podcast. Today's episode is a Q&A style episode. It's actually part two of the Ask Joy series. We are going to be talking all about team building, effective delegation, and even what it looks like to run multiple businesses and brands. All of these questions today were actually submitted by you guys. So I asked over on my Instagram a few weeks back what your questions would be if we sat down for a Q&A style hot seat coaching episode. And these are the questions that were submitted. Hello, and welcome to the Called to Both podcast. I'm your host, Joy Michelle, and you're in the right place if you're ready to grow your business while also being the intentional and present mom you want to be. This show will leave you feeling inspired, equipped with tangible tips, and encouraged to go after your own version of being called to both. Let's dive in. The sponsor of today's episode is Riverside FM. Riverside allows you to record studio quality audio and video either by yourself or with remote guests. It's what I've used to record all of my guest episodes here on the show from the very beginning, and there are so many reasons why I personally chose Riverside to create my podcast, but let me just share a few. The first one is the audio quality and ease of use. I can just send a link to my guests and they can join me in the studio. I love that Riverside allows me to chat with my guests from anywhere in the world. Even when our internet connection is a little iffy, it records everything locally to the computer so we don't miss a beat. No more glitchy interviews, which I love. Another great feature is the video editor, and they have an AI-powered clip creation tool for quick creation of social media sized clips. So this is making it so much easier for me to create those vertical clips that I need for social media, and it helps me to pick the best moments from the show. Click on the link in the description and head over to Riverside to start for free, and be sure to use the code JOY for 15% off. So today I'm going to be diving into those questions here and answering them for you now. Question number one is, where did you find your team members? And the answer is lots of different places. So I feel like it would be most helpful if I just run through some of the different positions that I have in my company and my team and what they do and where I found them originally. So like how they came into my world and how they started working for Joy Michelle Co. So let's start with my virtual assistant. So I have a virtual assistant and she actually came through a job application. So I opened up an application process like privately to my own audience and talked about the role, had people apply, and then I interviewed people to decide who I was going to hire. And so this actual team member came through my own audience. I also have an SEO expert on my team, and this person was recommended by a friend in the industry. That is another fantastic way to find team members. A lot of times it's just going to be from asking like, hey, do you have someone that you like that does this in your business? I also have a video editor and I found this person on Fiverr. Another really great place to look for like video people, graphic designers, copywriters, all kinds of stuff, especially if it is a quick project or something that they can come in, do what they need to do, and then potentially you can decide whether or not you want to continue to work with them. I also have, of course, a podcast producer for this show, and I found this person through a recommendation through a friend. So lots of recommendations here. I'm thinking about legal, like how did I find my legal team when I wanted to get a trademark? This, I actually went through Instagram search, and this is another place that I would recommend you go to if you're looking for any person in your business to help you, whether that is like an ongoing team member or a one-off project. Like even if you are looking for a designer, like a graphic designer or someone to come in and redo your logo, for example, I love just going on Instagram and searching and seeing what comes up for like brand designer, logo designer, show it website designer, that kind of thing. My financial people, I'm trying to think like my CPA, bookkeeper, that kind of thing. That was just through an Instagram search. So again, either friends, I'm opening up applications and having people apply, or I'm going through an Instagram search. Now, side note here, I actually am hiring for a tech-savvy VA in my business. So I'm calling this person like my tech VA. I haven't come up with a better name for it yet, but essentially I would love to bring someone in as a virtual assistant on a contract basis to help me put together all the tech side of funnels, automations, email marketing, designing pages and things like that inside of Kajabi, Notion, and Showit. If this sounds like you or somebody that you know, shoot me an email. I'm serious about that. I am actually hiring for a tech VA. Okay. I'm trying to think about even going backwards in my business though, and thinking about who I hired in the beginning of the couple of years of building in my wedding photography business. And when I was thinking about this, I realized the first hire that I made as a photographer was probably, I mean, besides second shooters or assistants or just getting help like to build my website, the hires after that really looked more like editing. That's going to be one of the biggest outsourcing opportunities as photographers listening. You really want to be thinking about how you can delegate, get things off of your plate so that you can sit doing the things that only you can do, which for most photographers is going to be the actual shooting part and the taking the pictures. So one of my first hires was an editor. I also have worked with album designers, and then I did hire a VA after that point. So a virtual assistant, that's what I did next. And I have hired through an agency for a VA. I have hired through people who've emailed me saying like, hey, I'm a VA, here's what I do. And I've also hired through an application process, like I said at the very beginning of this answer. And I will say my favorite outcomes, like my most favorable outcomes have always been when I do an application process and I have people come to me. Now, this wouldn't have been possible in the beginning of my business because I didn't have the audience, you know, like I didn't have an email list or a Facebook group or a place to go. But if you have any of those things and you're looking to hire in your business, I would encourage you to go to your own audience because it is very likely that you have a lot of great talent already following you that could work really well for helping to get some things off of your plate and make your first hire. The next question is, how did you learn to delegate? I love this question so much. There are so many things I could say. I just made like a bulleted list of what came to mind when I read this question. I will first say it is a process that is still happening. Like I am still learning to effectively lead a team, communicate what I want, create instructions and videos and standard operating procedures. And it's something that I don't know that you ever just like arrive and are done with. But these things have helped me so much when it comes to helping people to come in my business and actually do what I want them to do so that I feel relief and know that like my team is taking care of it. So the first thing is, I educated myself a lot about this topic. So I listen to podcasts. I absorb all the knowledge that I possibly can around this topic. I tend to follow people who have teams. I seek them out. I look for the hashtags. I find business owners I look up to. I find the books on the topic and I will just absorb it like crazy. So I'm definitely a like education nerd and it really helps me to gain confidence in a subject when I start to just take all that free information in that I can. There is a book called Buy Back Your Time. And I just highly recommend this book if you are looking into growing your team and figuring out how to get your time back, how to get out of your business and how to bring in help. That book helped me a lot with all aspects of this, both the hiring, the communicating, the troubleshooting, the communicating, like what do you actually want them to do? Like all of that. Another thing that I did to get better at delegation was I actually hired a business coach to work with me in this area. So when I originally hired this business coach, that wasn't even something that was like really on my mind. But as we worked together, this was such a like pressing need for me in my business because I was having team members exit because of, you know, maternity leave or life changes, or like some of them were just not going to be doing that role anymore. And then I was hiring at the exact same time, like so much shifts and changes were happening that I ended up really being thankful that I had this coach at the time to help me through that, the process, the applications, to create a standardization of how I was bringing people into my business. So I actually hired a coach to help me in this area. And I think that that was a big part of it. Having a sounding board in your decisions is so huge. I think sometimes entrepreneurship can just be really lonely, you know, like you're just at your desk or you're just doing your thing. And when things happen, when you have questions or you have problems that inevitably come up, it is so helpful to have somebody in your corner who has done it before, who's a step ahead of you and has your best interest when you're coming to them saying like, hey, here's what I'm facing. What would you do? The next thing that has helped me with delegation is trial and error. I am definitely one of those people that I would rather just educate myself so much in hopes to avoid all the failures, right? But it's not possible. You have to try things and hand things off and work through the kinks. And I wouldn't know what I like and how I like to communicate and what I want my team to look like without actually doing it. Like there is a certain point where you really just have to like rip off the Band-Aid, dive in, bring someone in and do it with them, you know, like be vulnerable and say like, here's where I'm at. Here's where I want to be. I've never done this before. And maybe you can do that together. Okay. So our next question is, how do you manage running two business focuses? You have called to both photography coaching and the photo boss world. So much that could be said about this question. I think that this is so relevant to everything we've been talking about here, because first and foremost, if you're going to have multiple focuses, like two audiences, different offers, and essentially run two businesses, you do probably need to have a team in place. I've not run this podcast by myself, and I can't run both of these businesses by myself. The way that I've built it and the hours that I would like to work absolutely requires me to have a team. That is not to say that that's like the only way that you can do these things. There's lots of people that are like mighty teams of one and they are happy with that business model. So I don't want to say that this is the way that I've done it is the right way to do it, but that is the way that I like to run things. I actually like having a team. I like feeling supported. I run a content heavy business. And because of that, I still need to be in parts of it. And then there's parts that I don't have to do. So that's where the team comes in. But beyond that, you also have to have systems in place and strategy behind the businesses that you are building, right? Like in terms of systems and support for those businesses, there are like a few tools that come to mind that I just can't gloss over. Like I can't not talk about HoneyBook and how I accept my payments and how I have everything built out on the coaching side of my business, the services side of my business inside of HoneyBook. This has saved me so much time and money, because if I wasn't doing it and I didn't have a system, then I would have to have a team member do it. So having HoneyBook in my business, game changer. I have Kajabi for my courses, my digital products, my email, and those two tools together have become really important pieces of this. So I think also like, yes, have the team in place depending on your style of business and what you're doing, but also making sure that like you have tools that are big enough to grow with you. Like sometimes I think when we start out in business, we might have like training wheels kind of tools. Like when I started out in business, I had MailChimp for my email marketing provider. And after a while, it started getting really expensive, first and foremost, because every time I added another couple thousand people to my list, I had to pay more. And that was super annoying, but it also couldn't do everything I wanted it to do. So when I ended up switching to Kajabi, it was so helpful. And now I'm at a point where Kajabi is robust enough to grow with me for where I am right now. So if you're interested in either one of those softwares, I have affiliate links in the show notes. So you can get 50% off HoneyBook. You can get a free month of Kajabi. Take a look. If you're in the digital product world, Kajabi is like such a workhorse. You will love it. Okay. So the last thing I want to say about running multiple businesses is that ultimately the best advice I can give you is to have one focus at any given time. You still have to have a primary. And this is something that I'm learning. I'm still like trying to get this right. So like right now in my business, I am in a season of focusing on Photo Boss. my original brand, photography education, my products, my coaching, my toolkit, all of that inside of PhotoBoss, because I can only have one focus at a given time. So I have my community, my programs, my coaching, all that stuff. So because of that, I have had to pause on more program, more things. Like, I've got all the ideas of things that I could do. So many people asking me to produce certain things, like specific templates that have been asked of me in my DMs that I would love to expand and offer all creatives or coaches or fellow content creators. But right now, my focus is PhotoBoss. So that has been probably one of the hardest things, but the thing that has served me the best is having the focus of knowing, like, hey, for this month or for this quarter, we are going to pick up a focus for either business. So pick a focus and know where your primary like effort and time is going to go. Have that team support. And if you can, find overlap between your brands. That's also really going to help you, because my businesses, they're very similar. And so I think there's a lot of people that can benefit from both sides of the things that I've built. And so in that way, it wasn't like starting over from scratch to have multiple businesses. So that's the other advantage that you can look at if you're looking at, you know, maybe starting another income stream, starting another business, you know, producing a digital product. Really look at the overlap. Like, where could this new business kind of piggyback off of the one you already have, the one that has the systems and the thriving cash flow stream that you already have? Where can we piggyback off of that? If one of your goals in your business right now is to hire a virtual assistant and to grow your team, definitely go back and listen to episode 47 here on the podcast. It will give you the questions to ask to know that you're ready, and the step-by-step method that I've used to make sure that I have templates in place and make sure that the business is ready, determining the budget, estimated hours, like all the nitty-gritty of hiring a virtual assistant can be found in episode 47 here on the podcast. You can either go to the show notes or just scroll back to episode 47. Now, of course, I can't wrap up an episode about growing a team and growing as a business owner without also talking about the importance of your mindset. This is huge, and it's one thing that I think you either embrace fully, you might be on team mindset, or you might be on team strategy, but we actually need both of these things. So I actually have an episode that has the five signs that you have a growth mindset, and making sure that you have those five character qualities of someone with that growth mindset. And that is back in episode 31. Highly recommend listening to this, especially if you're in that phase of growing your business and the team is literally growing. Making sure that your mindset is growing along with it is so, so crucial. So I'll have that linked up in the show notes, or you can scroll back to episode 31. Thanks so much for joining me for today's Ask Joy episode. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer in a roundup style episode like this, simply shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Joy Michelle, and I would just love to hear from you and be able to put your question in our next Ask Joy episode. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me get the word out about the Call to Both podcast by taking a screenshot of this episode right now and sharing it on your social media. I would also appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave me a 5-star review. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.